Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Cool with that?
You're at a barbecue with 35 people.
Yeah, this is going to be relevant.
I'm not talking about a party at your house. I'm talking about someone delivering food and someone drinking from it or eating some of it.
It's the same difference.
No.
You're at a barbecue with 35 people. Somebody goes to the bathroom, doesn't wash their hands after they take a dump. They come back and grab a barbecue wing and mess around with four of them. And then you grab the next one. You don't freak out.
It's expected when you have a delivery. They don't touch your food.
Right.
It's like a friend asking for a sip out of your soda.
No.
You don't know where the friend's mouth has been for the last 3 days.
I do that for a friend.
Yeah.
I love all the hardos on the text line who are like, oh, how lazy do you have to be to get a milkshake delivered? Like, maybe the person was sick. The guy answered the door in a bathrobe. Maybe he was sick. Maybe they had a sick kid at home and couldn't, like, you
know. Probably got dinner or something.
Well, that's one of the greatest things on the planet is now you can pretty much get anything delivered directly to your door, whether it's food, groceries.
I don't think you want to after this story.
No, I'd be a little wary.
Again, what do you think the cooks in the back of a restaurant do to your food before you get it?
No, I get it.
Okay.
But I usually check.
It's the expectation that your delivery driver isn't messing with
what
your food.
What you don't know doesn't hurt you.
Sometimes it does, though.
Here's a 774 text. We ordered Cheesecake Factory from DoorDash, and they ate almost all of our fries before the delivery was done.
Good fries at the Cheesecake Factory, too.
Do they have good fries there? Do they still have the Buffalo Blast appetizer?
Best app ever, buddy.
That is probably the... I don't want to use the term goat because we learned that that is the most overused slang word, but the Buffalo Blast at Cheesecake Factory is the goat of all appetizers.
Agreed.
That is the only leftover that I can eat cold.
Really?
I can't do cold pizza. I can't do cold Chinese
food. What's wrong with you?
Buffalo Blast are the only thing I can eat
Excuse
cold.
Excuse me. Cold crab rangoons may be better than the warm.
I don't,
what?
I don't even know how you go
there.
They're
gummy.
No. They're
nasty.
They are absolutely extraordinary when you have the opportunity to have the cold crab rangoon. They're just delicious.
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
Hey, by the way, if you want to hear Naughty Donnie do that live, then you should attend our annual Greg Hill Foundation Boston Marathon Party because Nautical American Gin is the presenting sponsor this year, and Naughty Donnie will be there. And I think next week, we're 2 weeks away from the marathon today, right? April 15th? Yes.
Right, Monday?
Yeah. So... we're going to have some tickets to give away for the Greg Hill Foundation Boston Marathon Party. It happens at the Capitol Grill every year. That is right where the runners, the elite runners, make their turn onto Boylston Street from Hereford. And the windows will be open. It'll be spring. There's absolutely ridiculous amounts of food coming out on platters and lamb lollipops and... tenderloin sliders and giant shrimps. And if you'd like to join us, tickets are selling rapidly. You can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org to join us at our annual Boston Marathon Party at the Capitol Grill. And this is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How are we doing today, guys? Happy Monday.
What's going on? What's up?
So, LB, I love you, man. I just want to put that out there. But I've now decided that you are like the Chinese finger trap of people. First and foremost, I'm not a socialist, supporter. I don't believe in socialism. I know you've said several times that you don't either. But at the same time, it's okay for somebody that's delivering my food to just, you know, have a snack on some fries or take a sip out of my Coke. Isn't that like kind of like socialism? Like, oh, well, I didn't give you permission to take my crap, but you can just take it, you know, whether or not I like it.
But you're going so deep on this. You went from like...
I'm not going deep.
You went from delivery food to socialism. I can't...
He's using it as a metaphor.
I'm out.
It's the same principle, though. It's like, I can just take whatever I want, whether or not I have permission for it or not. I'm entitled. It's entitlement. The guy was entitled to take a sip of somebody's... Whatever. What do they call it? A freaking frap or something like that?
I don't know. Yeah, the milkshake.
Whatever. Oreo milkshake. Okay, I get a sip out of it whether you like it or not, even though you paid for it. You paid me to bring it to your house. Makes no sense.
Okay. Have a great day.
By the way, for the Kevin Smith fans out there, obscure finger cuffs reference, Chasing Amy.
Yep.
Here's Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you know, I think the difference is that most of us don't go to barbecues with people that will go take a dump and not wash their hands like Larry.
Well,
people get lazy.
Yeah. This is Ed. Yes, Ed.
Morning, everybody. I hate to go off topic, but I got to ask Danielle a question.
Yes.
My son's girlfriend's about to have a baby.
Yeah.
She asked for a push present. What the hell is a push present?
Jewelry. Get her a diamond bracelet or something.
This came up the other day. Yeah.
A diamond bracelet.
Yeah, really?
He's about to push a child out through a business.
When did this start?
How about Chinese food?
It's been going on for a long time. How about that's what you'll be eating when you get kicked out of the delivery room again?
So the proper push present is a diamond bracelet?
Or a designer handbag.
Or a designer handbag.
Yeah.
My lord.
You want something pricey she could show off on the gram to show what a great husband you are. Up for all the dick things you've said over the time she was pregnant.
The father is going to have to get a second job in order to pay for the push present and the kid.
Maybe you should have pulled out.
Jeez. All right.
Wait, you're making it sound like it's the man's fault.
Right? So he has Isn't it?
No, but like it's like a bad... Like, when did it start? I never heard of it until it came up last week.
Are you serious?
Never heard of it.
Push presents have been a thing for years.
You never heard of that, Jill?
That's lame. I'm
he
sorry.
Didn't hear
don't
it.
You already have a baby shower?
That's not what it's for. That's for other people. You don't buy a gift for your wife for the baby shower.
Gift is my seed.
Oh,
geez. Isn't it enough that it's going to cost you like $1 million over the rest of your life to take care of the kids?
I've never heard
you
of
need,
that.
You need a handbag?
That's
Here's
ridiculous.
A text that says, I asked for an elliptical machine for a push present.
Oh.
LB, that's something you work out on.
Nope, I have no idea.
Let's see, here's a text that says, I had two kids and did not get any push presents. This is unreal. Well, it's a trend that's going on. It's like denim panties. A trend.
Yes, it's very much like denim panties. Yeah.
All right. It is 8:07, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEEI HD2 Lawrence. And WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Joe Castiglione here. Just want to remind you that half of the teams that play their first game lose. It's all about who wins the last game of the season.
On WAAF.
So the Red Sox end up 1-3 on this road trip, pitching is the issue. Some are comparing the Red Sox starting pitching to the blood test that Theranos was doing when it comes to the success of the of their pitching currently.
It's just not working.
Oh shoot, it's early. That was their 157 games left or whatever
it is. I'm going to arena football.
Plenty of time. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Spring Into Savings program. Beat the roofing season rush and save 10% off a brand new metal roof. Just go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And during the Greg Hill Foundation's second annual Beach Cornhole Tournament, I will be doing drive-by tours of the new roof.
Oh boy!
Up in Maine.
Oh,
for anybody who'd like to drive by and take a photo with the new roof.
We're taking three people at a time.
Well, we're going to go in the pedicabs. They have the pedicabs up there in Old Orchard. So we'll do a quick pedicab trip over to Ocean Park and check out the new roof.
Is that how you're running the 5K, too?
Well, I'm charging for the tour. I forgot to mention that. Just $5. All right. Here now are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left for us over the previous few days.
Friday, 6:36 p.m.
Listen, if that Matt the Medium guy needs to start talking to anybody, he needs to go start talking to the family members of Biggie, Tupac. Start asking the real hard-hitting questions like, who shot you?
End of message. 6:12 a.m.
R.I.P. Harambe, sipping on some Bombay. We just worst earmuff ever.
End of message.
Are you still singing the Elon Musk R.I.P. Harambe song that we played earlier on the show?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's a mystery.
6:18 a.m.
Yeah, Greg, I was just curious if you saw that the Pope is pooping on the wall. Has he looked out the window at Vatican City lately? I believe there's a pretty good-sized wall there.
End of message.
Okay.
6:20 a.m.
Hey, kid. Mm. LB here. I just got VIP passes for the Rolling Stones concert, kid. You called me a dope. Your wife is fat, kid. I'm sorry, I'm going to be at the Stone Show, kid.
End of message.
LB, when was the last concert you went to? You used to go to the concerts with Shu all the time.
Yeah. And Shu got tired of being left alone.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
I get lost all the time. What's the band that plays at Fenway?
You go to the show.
That was the last one I went to.
Zac Brown. Oh,
you went to a Zac Brown show?
Yeah.
Really? Are you as big of a country fan as Greg is, London?
No. I love all music. I'm a huge country fan.
6:52 a.m.
Yeah, Bill Belichick grew a beard. Would we really see any difference at all?
End of message.
We learned this morning that men with beards appear to be more in touch with their emotions than men who do not have a beard. That is according to science. So grow yourself a beard.
Yes.
And become more emotionally in touch.
7:05 a.m.
Yeah, hi, this is Matt Frazier. Who would you like to connect with today?
I want to talk to my grandma, Cheryl.
Oh, okay, hold on a second. I'm hearing from a Cheryl. Was she your grandma?
End of message.
Now, listen.
That was outstanding.
There was a lot of debate late in the show Friday about whether Matt Frazier is a fraud or not. Shu and, well, I won't say Shu. LB,
I'm on the fence. I'm a skeptic until he really nails a detail on something. It's like, how could he know that?
LB and Stanley Stiz Grimey seem to believe that he is really preying on people and their emotions.
I believe in Matt, and I adore Matt, but I will say honestly, I don't think that Friday was his best performance on the show ever.
Yeah.
I think he's had other days where he's been spot on.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I've seen him live at his shows. It's a much different experience than doing a short segment here on the radio. Like, he's trying to fit a lot of people in, so it's hard to really go in depth with some stuff. I think he's been much more spot on other times on the show.
Yeah,
I just, you know, I'll go back to what I said on Friday. He's a professional. Mm. Professionals do their homework. They become professionals. Siegfried and Roy, I've been to their show.
Yes.
They made an elephant disappear.
And you still didn't tell me where you went.
Okay, so where did the elephant go?
Holliston.
Did you say Siegfried and Roy?
Wait, did he?
Isn't it Roy? Roy got his...
It's Roy. I think you said Roy by accident.
Okay, so Roy, I've seen the show multiple times. I lived in Vegas. He got his... Did he get his throat eaten by a tiger?
Yes,
right?
He got attacked.
7:05 a.m.
The Stones didn't cancel this leg of their tour because Nick's sick. They heard that douche Scott from Weymouth at one of their shows. They didn't know which one, so they just canceled them all.
End of message.
Keith. Keith, that Scott's coming to the show in Boston.
See, we better cancel.
7:06 a.m.
Joe Biden challenge, y'all.
No, what are you doing? Scott, I was just doing a challenge.
End of message.
I mean, okay, like, I'm okay with the hugs. It's just the smelling of the hair thing.
Yes.
Which, I mean, who is smelling the hair of random women?
I know. It's creepy.
Like, ad nauseum.
No, it's creepy. Get out
James
of here.
Gum I mean, from it's Silence really, of the Lambs is.
I mean, the ladies who are listening, I mean, if a man, I don't care if he's the vice president or just the regular Joe, if he came up behind you and smelled your hair, I mean, you'd find, and as she said, the woman described it as inhaling the hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, right? Inhaled the scent of the hair. It's rather disturbing.
Well, it happened also suddenly. Anyone who's ever been at a rally recognizes that there is just chaos. There's a lot of energy, that everyone's running back and forth. Eva Longoria was there. We were all lined up next to the stage. Eva was in front of me. Joe Biden was behind me. I'm kind of preparing myself to give these remarks. It's the very last days before the election. And very unexpectedly and out of nowhere, I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair, and then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head. To have the vice president of the United States do that to me so unexpectedly and just kind of out of nowhere, it was just shocking.
He must make the loud smell noise, too, like, because otherwise, how would she know? Yeah. So she just hears him behind her, and then he's like... all right, this is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Chet.
What's up,
Brian?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sue. Yeah. So yesterday, during the dumpster fire known as the Whistler Railers game versus Brampton, where they gave 5 goals up in the third period.
Yeah, yeah.
So they advertised for next weekend's last home games. They're giving away season tickets to the Paw Sox for next year.
Oh, are they?
A Worcester hockey team where the Red Sox are going to is giving away Paw Sox tickets. Isn't that kind of like your ex-wife's new boyfriend inviting you out to have a beer to discuss the push?
No, I don't know.
No, it's home team solidarity.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying to get everybody excited for the new team.
You know, the Sox will probably have, we're talking the Patriots, one of the Patriots throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that. Although they did get their ass kicked this weekend.
Yeah,
we do have tickets for you to win to see the world champion Boston Red Sox during the home opener, which is 8 days from today. And all you have to do is listen on Friday during the 9 a.m. hour, the 2 p.m. hour, and the 5 p.m. hour. And this is Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Stephanie?
So, I just wanted to say you guys were talking about Matt Frazier, and I actually saw him about a week ago over in Marlboro.
Yep.
And he was phenomenal. He's legit. I laughed. I cried. I did not get a reading myself.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, he doesn't let anybody talk. Like, he's like, don't say anything to me. And the things he was bringing up about people's lives and the passing and everything of people passing was just, it was such a show.
It could be that there was some kind of a disconnect between him and the netherworld with the psychic vibrations on Friday. Like he had a bad signal, like a bad cell signal with psychic vibrations or something on Friday's show.
In all fairness, he was standing right next to LB.
maybe that's what it was.
But he was phenomenal, and I really believe that he is legit. So I think anybody who's a skeptic should absolutely at least go to the show. And again, I did not get a reading myself.
Mm-hmm.
But just to see the closure for people who did get a reading, it was phenomenal. So
here's thank you for the call. Here's a text. This is a how creepy is it text. 781 text from a guy. Greg, I used to date a chick that would smell my armpits because it would remind her of her father.
Oh, okay. That's the whole thing. Okay.
She was a wacko.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you
oh, boy.
Probably some great crazy sex, though, after she sniffed that pit.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Never underestimate a girl with a dad issue in bed.
Can I smell your armpits because they remind me of my father? Oh, my Lord.
Do you really proceed after that?
that's the only reason strange. You allow it to happen, because she does reverse cowgirl. Thank you.
That is very, 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 very odd. All right. We should get to some of the new stuff that you have for us, Danielle. It is 8:19. It's new intro day. We're going to have a rare content replay on this month's new intro coming up in about 20 minutes or so.
So there's a couple who was busted for having sex on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, didn't this happen a while ago?
Yeah.
And it's happened, and it happened again.
Yep, happened less than a year ago, I think.
Okay.
And now it's happened again.
Where was
Cincinnati.
This? In Cincinnati.
It's a 150-foot Ferris wheel called the Sky Star. And last week, on Thursday, a couple got arrested for having sex on it. While kids could see them.
Oh.
And we have reaction from one local Cincinnati resident.
Well, they should have known a lot better being in their 30s. I think it's kind of crazy. I mean, like, of course, we all adults and stuff, and you know, you get that urge to do stuff, but not around kids. You shouldn't do that kind of stuff around kids.
Agreed.
I love they in their 30s, they should know better.
Well, no.
That's no. Nope.
Are they? I'm guessing that they're a couple of lookers, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pull up the mugshots?
Yeah, I'm going to share the mugshot. I will be sharing this mugshot on my Twitter feed.
Was she at least wearing a skirt, Kim?
We don't have the full. Like the gear of what they, like a full description of what they were wearing.
It's not like Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon on the roller coaster and Fear Kid.
Hello. Yeah.
Nicole Forever, not so much. I never understood the people that, I mean, I get it that it's a thing, but I've never understood the public sex thing, how it's a turn on for people, like the thrill of getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so freaked out about the possibility of someone seeing me.
I think that's what it is only, really,
I know.
Is that the people have the fear of getting... All right, so that's up, if you want to see these two, on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter. And while you're doing that, give me the follow on Instagram, Greg Hill 107. That's Greg Hill 107. Let's see... here's somebody who says that they really enjoyed Matt Frazier on Friday's show and they thought the necklace thing was amazing. Well, he did kind of nail that woman who had the necklace.
I mean, he said that it's a thumbprint.
Thumbprint.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's that. And then the other woman, and he called like her, what was it, her boyfriend? Her brother was bipolar.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you know, and there's just certain things. Every now and then he hits something, and I'm like, wow.
But then again,
the guy committed suicide.
Right. So then
chances that he might be bipolar?
Right.
About 99.9%. Well,
not really. A lot of people commit suicide for many different reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nail it down to that one thing.
I think sometimes you just don't know. You don't know how to translate certain things until later on when you either look at something after the reading or you speak to someone within your family. I had a friend that had gone to a show of his and had lost a friend after a tragic fire. And there was a situation where he had brought something up about a bracelet. And my friend was like, no, was insistent. She's like, no, that's not it. And then when she talked to the friend's, I think, sister, like a week later, she was like, well, yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. And she just didn't know. So I think sometimes it takes a little while to figure out what the symbols mean.
I'll just say this. It's an industry. Do you believe someone can look at your hand and tell you your life story?
Danielle does. She goes to see the palm readers.
I do.
Yeah.
So do you believe that tea leaves in a cup can tell you your life story? I mean, if you're someone that believes in that and it makes you feel good, like I don't want Matt. Maddie, I think you're amazing and you put your work in and you're awesome. These people are professionals at convincing you of something to believe in to make you feel better
Sure.
That day.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, here's a text. This is a very aggressive text, which says, I just had sex with the boyfriend in the work parking lot.
Ooh,
well, I hope you're not. I hope you're not late.
Your boyfriend.
Surveillance cameras. I know, right? The boyfriend.
The boyfriend. Yeah. Which one?
That's good stuff.
Well, thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah. Love the confidence.
I know. Right?
Enjoy registering as a sex offender.
Right.
That's coming next.
Yeah. Hope you're not working with food. Yeah.
Hashtag sorry.
Remember, your coworkers have cell phones.
Yeah, true. You got there a little early.
All right. Here's somebody who says, as a man, I enjoy the public quickie because it's the only time where a speedy performance is acceptable.
Yes.
Oh,
you know
shoot.
What, though?
We're on the air shoe.
Oh,
you're just,
sorry.
You're just.
I'm with you, man.
She was like, yes.
The worst part about that is if you're with someone who's incapable of a quickie, and then you're like, let's have a quickie, and they're like, yeah, and they're like, I know this is going to take 30 minutes. Like, it's not,
there's no possible way
we can just get in and out. No pun intended.
All right.
Habib.
We're going to get a rare content replay on today's new intro. That is coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The pomp and the circumstance and the majesty of new intro day. Nice work, Mark Shue.
Thank you.
To get an update on Stanley's poll from our assistant producer, Stanley Stiz Grimey. And your poll question this morning on Twitter and on Instagram is what, Stiz Grimey?
So this morning, Greg, we asked the listeners, do you think Joe Biden allegedly having kissed a former colleague on the head is inappropriate?
Ah, yes.
Right now, our Twitter listeners are at 55% most definitely.
Oh.
So not that much of a lead.
Only 55%?
Yeah, only 55.
Hmm. Well, maybe they think it's a nice older guy thing to do.
That was my question because, you know, we can't argue with how this woman felt. So if she felt, you know, offended, right, then that's what it is. However, I do wonder the intent of Joe Biden. Like me, for instance, I'm very bad. I call everyone honey and baby.
Oh.
I do it all the time.
Wildly inappropriate, Stiz. Like,
yeah, and I wonder, you know, sometimes people will tell me, but I've never really had a problem with it, but...
I mean,
you know, I am curious.
Like, who do you call? Like, who are you calling?
So, like, drive through. You know, I got a coffee. Thank you, honey. Hey, thanks, babe.
Oh, you say thank you, honey, or thanks, babe?
Yeah, I'm bad.
I mean,
I just do it in, you know, I'm trying to be nice. I'm not trying to be, you know, sexual in any way.
Yeah.
But I bet
a little bit dismissive
for me to say that I'm not trying to be sexual?
No, it's dismissive of the woman. I mean, you're kind of like. Thanks, babe. At the drive-thru.
I think it's about tone.
You do?
You're like, oh, thank you, dear. Like, dear is always that one where then you pull out where it's like, right, you know, you want to give them a hard time. But
yeah. And then she's pissed that, you know, she thinks you're calling her old.
Right.
But you're just trying to be nice.
I mean, does he kiss men on the head? A texter wants to know.
Stiz?
Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden. Yeah, right. That's a good question. And that's where the generational thing could come in.
Yeah.
Where it's like you shake a man's hand, but then you give the woman a peck on the cheek.
Yeah. You can't even be nice anymore. You know, you try and be genuine. You try and be nice.
That's because some people don't feel comfortable when you're trying to be nice like that. Your intent may be nice, but they may feel uncomfortable.
Especially when it's you.
Here's a 774 text from a barista who says that honey and babe are more personal if it starts to be a habit. So in other words, you do that every time when you're going through the drive-thru.
Yeah. But I will say, if it's a, you know, like I do have my regular baristas and baristas, and they get a little extra inflection in the honey.
Is that is that a storm that happens only in a New England Starbucks? A barista?
Is that what that is?
Barista. Okay. All right.
Now, do you say it to the guys when you get your coffee?
No.
Thanks, babe.
No.
Thanks,
no,
hon.
I don't. Yeah.
You say point. Bud? Thanks, bud.
Yeah,
thanks,
I'll say bud or, you know, homie or.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I am not at all shocked that Stiz Grimy, the hypocrite Democrat, says honey and babe through every drive-thru.
Lock them up.
Don't say that in front of your babe, by the way. Does she know that you...
Are you cheating on me at drive-thrus, yo?
Have you witnessed me do that? I'm sure you have, maybe, being in a car. I call everyone honey, babe,
I do, too.
Sweetie.
It doesn't... You don't do it in a condescending way, bother me. No.
It doesn't bother you?
No. If you can hear it in somebody's tone. Like, if someone's like, yeah, thanks, hon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're just like, oh, thanks, hon. Yeah. Thanks, I call people doll, sweetie, hun, doll face, darling, love. You know, I look at it as a term of endearment, like a nice thing to uplift people. Very rarely has anyone ever bristled, but I'm a female, so I think it's different when guys say it.
Here's somebody call me an asshat. I take it as a compliment.
You do, because you know I love
like,
you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, asshat.
You big asshat.
Yeah. Here's somebody suggesting that it's a regional difference between saying ma'am or miss. And he, like, that's what they might say in the South is ma'am or miss.
That's true.
And here they say honey or babe.
I don't understand the people that get all bent out of shape who are of a certain age and get mad when people call them ma'am. Like, I'm not a ma'am yet. I'm a miss. Like, calm down. Give the person a little credit for trying to be respectful.
Yeah, but ma'am is, it's respectful.
Right. You're right, but some people feel it's an age thing.
Yeah, but some women are offended by it. They don't want to hear ma'am because they think that means older.
Yeah, but then they should do their research, because the military has been using ma'am as a sign of respect since the beginning of time.
Yeah, here's an obscure reference on Curb when Richard Lewis calls everyone honey, so his girlfriend doesn't think that he gave a preemptive honey. He's calling everybody honey. Yeah. All right.
Real quick, too, on our Instagram, Greg, at WAAF Boston, I simply asked, is Joe Biden creepy?
Yes.
78% of our Instagram listeners think, yes, he is creepy.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
78% on Instagram. All right. Let's see. I've never seen Stiz, but all I can imagine is Skinny Pete from Breaking Bad.
Wow.
No.
Sort of.
Oh, boy.
Sort of.
Don't let the haters say, kid. You're tight.
Sort of.
You're tight.
I mean, sort of. Let's see. Here's a texter who says that Danielle sounds incredibly, unbelievably sexy when she is sick.
Well, I appreciate it, but I really like for this to go away already.
What is wrong with you? Do you think it's allergies?
It's definitely not allergies.
It's not.
My fever was like 102.9 over the weekend, so I consulted with my doctor, said it was probably viral, but now I was just on the phone with my doctor trying to get an appointment for today. I have a lymph node or a gland, the left side of my neck is like very swollen and painful.
Oh, dear.
So I got to get some.
What about, why are you going to a doctor and not a, why don't you go right to a pranic healer?
I don't really appreciate you making fun of that, Greg. I know you're doing it in good fun.
What, no?
You can't get the Z-Pack with the pranic healers.
You don't do a Z-Pack with a virus either. That's why Greg is going to be leading the charge against the antibiotic resistant super gonorrhea.
But all right. I guess add another to the list of things I can't joke about.
No, you can joke about it.
I mean,
she's only dying. It's good fun. Ooh, I just jinxed you there.
No, you don't have a jinx, bud.
No, you jinx yourself.
Yeah.
Starting to sweat now.
What's the matter?
Can you imagine
sweating?
If I outlast you?
I can't even fathom
just
that.
Just not right.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's like Keith Richards syndrome.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Who'd have thunk it? Danielle before Lyndon. Don't even say that. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Here's a texter who says the swollen lymph mode, not nymph mode, a swollen lymph node is the most painful thing ever.
It's horrible.
Really?
I feel like I have a rock like under my ear.
Really? Yeah. Under your ear?
It was like my ears were hurting me all weekend, and I've taken every over-the-counter thing, every possible flu-type thing you can tackle without getting the Tamiflu or whatever the prescription
sucks.
One is, and it's just like you can even see it. Like, my face looks swollen on the side, and I can barely hear out of my left ear. It sucks. I really didn't want to come in today.
That must be my problem, the swollen face. I must have a lymph node problem.
You must have a lymph node problem or a food problem.
Or it's the pizza.
Yeah, it might be that, too. I've seen what you post on Instagram.
Maybe it's the hot. Or maybe you're having the hot flashes.
What am I, perimenopausal thing? Let's add another thing on this pile. Not necessarily, Mike. No? That could start as early as the late 30s or early 40s. Oh. Depending
really? Yeah. I thought it was like the 50s.
Well, that's regular. It can go in stages. But yeah, no, this is just, I thought it was allergies, and I figured maybe it was the flu. So I stayed in bed all weekend. I sweat through like four sets of sheets.
That's
horrible.
That's the name of the bar that Shu goes to in Florida every year, Hot Flashes.
Is that at a hotel?
Really?
Is that at the Sheraton?
It's a great place. It's a great place that he goes to hang out.
First of all, that's gross. Secondly, billion-dollar industry.
It's in the Keys.
It's a great place.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Shu, you going to take me to Hot Flashes tonight?
That's over on the west. That's over near Naples, LB.
Hey, we got to get there by 4 p.m. because the place is booked after that.
It's on Marco Island.
They got that cello guy playing again.
Half-priced apps on Tuesdays with your AARP ID.
Here's the text that says, this is the reason why you don't put your head underwater at the in the jacuzzi, Danielle.
Someone like me who's as much of a gross germaphobe, I don't go in jacuzzis, period, let alone perform acts in them. You're just asking for an infection you can't get rid of. It's nasty. I don't know people who can have pool sex. I don't know how LB's alive after what he's done in the 80s and in various bodies of water.
Yeah. Wow,
I don't care how much you shock it.
Danielle, that's why they turn the hot tub water up to a buck five.
Exactly, a boiler.
Kills everything.
Maybe you caught something from one of the squirrels. I mean, those things are, they're carrying all kinds of illnesses that if they jump over to humans.
Not a lot of zoonotic things to worry about, Greg, with the squirrels.
Have you been bit or licked by a squirrel or anything recently?
Would you like to be?
No, I'm good. Hey. I use all the safety protocol when handling wildlife. Thank you.
All right. It is 8:46.
So, I saw something pretty cool this morning that I think is a good thing for the future of dating apps.
Yeah.
Because, what do we talk about all the time when we do, like, Warped Female Brain or Simple Male Mind or anything, or Nancy Know-It-All? People talk about how they met someone on a dating app and their information was, let's say, less than correct or accurate.
Right.
Especially when it comes to your appearance, okay? It can be very misleading. People use old pictures. They use photos that crop out most of their body. Tinder tweeted an announcement on Friday about a new height verification feature.
Huh.
They say, it's come to our attention that most of you 5'10"ers out there are actually 5'6". The charade must stop. They say you need to submit a photo of yourself next to a, quote, commercial building, and they'll verify how tall you are based on that building's measurements. And if they find out you are as tall as you claim you are, you'll get a height verified badge on your account.
Do you think that's real, or do you think it's a preemptive April Fool's Day thing?
I lean toward B, but I'm hopeful for A. I think that would be pretty cool if they had that.
Yeah,
because people lie about so much stuff on that.
Well, yeah, but if that's where you're trying to find a date, you gotta believe you're gonna be swindled. Like, you know.
Yeah, but you could be swindled in person too. Like, no, obviously not in the physical characteristics, but anything else.
Yeah, but you know,
it's laziness, LB. Yeah, I know. People that use dating apps are lazy.
If you set up a date online, when you meet the person in person at the front of the restaurant, if the person's 6 inches shorter than he said he was, you gotta believe it was going to happen.
Maybe he's wearing lifts like George Costanza.
Now, I wonder why they're going with height first. I know that's important to women. But what about weight or other things that they could verify?
Mm-hmm. Weight you could change.
You
can't change your height. You can lose weight. You can gain weight. You can't change your height, right?
Well, yeah, no. But I mean, like my point is, why are they just verifying height?
Yeah, why not income?
Body shaming, maybe? Not? I don't know. I don't know why they would just pick. Maybe that's the easiest thing for them to verify. Because it's an actual photo of you next to something verified. Like, I'm surprised they didn't have you go to the local gas station or convenience store because, they have the height thing, the little strip next to the door to estimate the burglar's height when they run out of the store with the cash from the register or, God forbid, the ATM machine. That's redundant. Sorry.
Well, maybe that if they're going to do that, then maybe that will be a good thing for them to do. I guess
maybe they should have one of those things they have at the amusement park rides.
Yes. Yeah. Must be like this tall to ride.
Snoopy, you got to be taller than Snoopy to go on a date.
You can't ring the bell, you can't go on a date.
Right?
All right. Well, let's get to the rest of. Well, before that, before we get to the news, speaking of whether that was an April Fool's Day prank or not, you did tell me. Do you have that list available that you said you had this morning of the. You had a list of the 8 most popular April Fool's Day pranks?
Yes.
Who did this?
Waka Waka. It was a survey done by National Today, and they came up with a list of the top 8 things that you should look out for today on April 1st.
All right, so remember today is April Fool's Day, and be on the lookout for the following.
Mind game pranks. For instance, rearranging someone's furniture and pretending nothing looks out of the ordinary. That's a specialty of James P. Halpert on The Office. Scare tactics, like putting a fake spider or vomit or something like that on a person's chair. The lie, right? Waka waka. Look at the big spider on the toilet in the bathroom. 3, the lying pranks, like the old pregnancy joke, because we can't come up with anything better than that on April Fool's Day. 4, the prank phone call. Either you set up a fake call from a bill collector or a supposed mistress or someone you're having an affair with or anything like that. A food-related prank, for instance, putting toothpaste in between the 2 Oreo sandwich cookies instead of the delicious cream filling. Don't use that drop for anything.
That's mean.
That seems like a lot of effort.
That's a waste.
I mean, although it would be fun to figure out that the Oreo cream that is being removed must be consumed by the doer of the prank. So, yeah. All right. What else?
The next one would be the making things inaccessible prank, like putting a stapler in Jell-O, again, a gym special from The Office. An elaborate prank that you film for YouTube. So that's one of those ones you have to watch out because someone's got a big, elaborate, predetermined setup ahead of time that you know nothing about and you're going to wind up on television. And then, of course, the toilet humor prank, which we love on this show. Cellophane on the toilet seat, fake poop or something gross in someone's coffee. The fake vomit also applies here.
I don't think you have to do fake in the coffee.
No.
We've already learned that a large percentage of the coffee mugs at work have that issue already, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Joke's on you.
All right. Well,
you want a good go-to? Vaseline and the hairbrush.
Oh. Isn't that a GO2LB?
It takes like 45 minutes in a shower to get the Vaseline out of your hair.
I did mention at the start of the show that Microsoft has banned all workplace April Fool's pranks because nothing good happens with a workplace April Fool's Day prank. So they have banned them all. No fun over there.
No fun zone at Microsoft.
All right, let's get to the real news. What do you want to talk about?
News this hour brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. You know, it's a little weird. I don't know if you saw the Instagram video that Mark Hamill posted that he's going to be doing the voice of Chucky in the Child's Play reboot. I feel like that's going to give people some weird crossover movie nightmare situations happening.
Why do they have to do a reboot of the Chucky movie?
Because we have no original ideas left in Hollywood.
Because Hollywood doesn't want to take a chance.
We run out of ideas. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go back to that old chestnut.
We have audio
from
him announcing this. Okay.
Hello, WonderCon. It's Mark Hamill here. And if you're wondering who's going to voice Chucky in the new Child's Play, I can't wait to bring such an iconic character to life and present him in a way you've never seen him before. Child's Play this summer. We're going to have some fun. And remember, he's more than just a toy. He's your best friend.
Huh.
You know, he does the Joker on the animated Batman series.
Oh, he does?
And so he's great at sounding crazy.
Yeah.
He's also on, he was on The Regular Show. I think he'll do a good job. Because he does a good job at the crazy sounding things.
I mean, Where do you rank? Where do you rank that when it comes to horror films? It's like top. It's top 10 all time, isn't it? No.
Well, you gotta think.
I mean, it was. Sorry, Jack. Chucky's back. Or whatever. Yeah, I know, that was like a that's like a legendary film line.
Right.
I couldn't sleep for months after the trailer came out on TV for the Child's Play movie because I was always afraid there would be a little Chucky running around the bottom trying to chop my feet off or something.
Because I
can't watch movies like that. Dolls, kids, haunted things, stuff flying around in the corner of a room, light behind a door, possessed children. Can't do it.
It's no surprise I've never seen it.
You haven't?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Oh, it's pretty good. It's just, it's just to remake all these movies is like the height of mailing it in.
There's got to be an original idea.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For a horror movie.
Of course.
You know, Jordan Peele, like I mentioned before, had Get Out. That was a great concept for a new kind of horror film.
Yeah.
You know,
they're doing another Twilight Zone movie.
Right.
Now you're excited about that.
Usually, like when they redid that in the 80s, and they kind of did some more original ideas. They did redo some ideas, like the thing on the wing.
Yeah.
You know, the old Shatner thing.
Yeah. But
I think Jordan Peele's a great director, and I think he's going to do a good job with this.
Haven't they always said that Gruden would basically be the best Chucky? They ought to get...
Really?
Yeah. People always compare John Gruden to Chucky. They always do. All right. Interesting. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
You should cast your vote for the 64 things that massholes love bracket. Time is running out on this. You could win a masshole prize pack, including a basketball autographed by the 2008 Boston Celtics championship team, Aerosmith tickets, and more. So just go to waaf.com/masshole and cast your votes for the 64 things massholes love bracket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.